This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you could be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 23. With me, or I'm your host, Nate. With me, as always, is my good friend Ricky.
Hey.
And my good friend Jake.
I'm gonna call you out on that messed up introduction.
Fuck off. It's been an interesting week. Really going into the last week of our summer gaming drought as, Madden approacheth. So does Metal Gear Solid and Mad Max and various other games. We're getting out of the drought, moving in to the season that we all love. We had a beta this week, and I want to talk about this before we get into anything. There was a Call of Duty had its beta this week for PlayStation 4. Jake, I'm sorry you didn't play it, but I'm sure you know you know exactly what we're gonna say. Okay, I'm gonna have to like cut that out. So Call of Duty Black Ops 3 had a beta this week. Me and Ricky both played it, and I said on the Facebook post, it's shit. And I'm saying here, it's fucking shit. This is by far the worst COD game since Ghosts. Like, it's not good. I just want to talk about this real quick, and then we'll get into what else we've been playing. Ricky, why does it fucking suck?
You want me to talk about what we've been playing, or you want me to talk about why it sucks?
Why does Call of Duty Black Ops 3 beta suck balls?
It sucks because it's really more of the same, but worse. So, I mean, Call of Duty doesn't reinvent itself. It really doesn't. It takes whatever it can find around in the first-person universe and just tries to meld it all together. This time, it tries to meld Destiny, tries to meld Titanfall, it tries to meld all other shitty titles it's ever had. It's just like, it doesn't play very well. They try to make it too fast-paced to the point where it's fucking Twitch shooting, to where it's like, it's not skill-based anymore. It's really luck. And that's the type of game I don't like to play.
Exactly. What the problem with Call of Duty, and Jake, you can chime in whenever you want, is the time to kill is so low. Like, it's so fast. You kill someone so fast. Call of Duty is not like Destiny or Halo, where it's a game about more based on, you know, winning gunfights. Call of Duty is a game based on, hey, I saw you first, you're dead, bitch. That is what Call of Duty is. And the spawns lead to that, and I feel like, maybe I'm crazy because it's a beta, and the maps are so fucking small in this beta, that the maps are so small, and I'm constantly spawning, there's been so many times that I've spawned and I've gotten killed in my spawn, like walking maybe 2 feet. And the thing is, the mobility in this game is so lessened from Advanced Warfare. So while Advanced Warfare, the TTK was really fast, sure, but you were able to do things to dodge bullets. I mean, you had a jet that actually, you moved your feet where you jet to the side, and it kind of helped out with that. You know, oh, I'm being shot. Shit, I should go to the side. Or, oh, I should jump up. Like this, you can run on walls. That's neat and all, but Titanfall, the levels were pretty big, even if without the Titans. The maps were pretty, you know, pretty big. There was a lot of stuff to do. Like, these maps are so bare bones and so small. This game feels so fucking mediocre. Like, I just can't get over it. The special system is literally the fucking dumbest thing they've ever put in Call of Duty. Jake, for you, what you want to know what the special system is, imagine you pick a character. So in Advanced Warfare, which I know you played, you could customize your character. You can make your character look really cool. You know, you can make them look really neat. And that was really cool. Like, you had this custom avatar, and you saw it in the lobbies. That was really neat. Well, that's gone now. You pick a specialist, and they look fucking stupid. You have the douchebag guy with his sideburns cut off and just the hair on the top of his head, just the only thing there. And he's all muscled out. And then you got the weird dude who's all cybernetic'd out, and he's blind, so he's got cybernetic eyes. Then you got the girl who, like, is all butched out, and then you got the girl with the hood on because she's all slick, and then you got the girl with the face mask. But, like, the character models are so fucking bad, and the abilities they add are fucking stupid. Imagine being able to, 3 times a match, pull out a bow that has explosive arrows and go blast people and kill them. Does that sound fair and balanced?
OP.
Fuck.
Okay, no. Well, hold on a second, because Call of Duty hasn't been fair and balanced for a long fucking time. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
But this is worse. This means you have your 3 kill streaks, then you also have this extra kill streak thing. So you can either have, you know, a bow that shoots the arrows that explode. You have a one-shot pistol. This pistol shoots one bullet and kills one guy. Then you have a Tempest lightning arc gun that you shoot it and it kills a bunch of people and the lightning can travel between people. And then you have a rocket launcher that just explodes people. Like, just the stuff in this game is so fucking dumb. And, like, the time to kill is, I mean, yes, this is the fastest Call of Duty ever. If that's what you wanted it to be called, sure. But my god. Like, I don't think they could have made a worse Call of Duty title. Like, I'm officially, I'm saying this on Press X to Win. I am done with Call of Duty for fucking ever.
About this, fucking time.
This series is fucking trash, and we're gonna get into what's happened to Call of Duty over the last few years at the end of this podcast with our main topic. But I just wanted to put it out there, if this is what you wanted to hear, you want us to trash Call of Duty, you got it. This fucking beta sucks. It's gonna be free for everyone here on PC and Xbox, so if you wanna give it a shot and see how bad it is, go for it. But this game fucking blows, the maps are small, the movement's way worse, the Advanced Warfare movement was 10 times better, the time to kill is even lessened than Advanced Warfare, it feels like. The spawns are still fucking shit. I mean, I can't say anything good about this game. Maybe the guns are kind of cool. Maybe swimming underwater is kind of neat. But my god, this game fucking blows. Anything else to say about it?
Surprising precisely nobody.
Anything else you want to say, Ricky?
Yeah, so I mean, you brought the killstreaks. A couple of the killstreaks, the RCXD, the new Hover RCXD, you can get when you get like 2 or 3 kills. So I got killed by the RCXD so many times, it's fucking ridiculous. And then one of the higher up killstreaks was this, like, it's basically like the replacement for dogs. It's these rolling balls that basically hunt you down and explode. Was the most overpowered killstreak I've ever seen. Like, there's like at least 20 of them on the map. And they stay up there forever. Like, they literally, if you don't get on top of a fucking rock and stay in one place for them to shoot you, they will hunt you down, no matter where you go. It's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's super imbalanced.
By far the most overpowered killstreaks I've seen in a game. Like, that was the nice thing about Advanced Warfare is a lot of the killstreaks weren't very good, and that's why that game was so fun. But now they're just like, fuck it. Fuck it. You can blow each other up. Fuck it. Jump on the walls. Fucking shoot each other while you're on the walls. Everything. Fucking fuck it.
Also, speaking of walls, there's a lot of invisible walls. Like, if you think you can use your jump jets to jump over something, no, there's an invisible wall in the way, so you can't use your jump jets to jump over something.
The jump jets limit mobility so bad, too. Like, I just don't get the decisions they made with this multiplayer. Compared to Advanced Warfare, which, I mean, I'd say me and Ricky actually really enjoyed for a Call of Duty game in the last few years. Ghost was so fucking bad, I didn't even buy it. But Advanced Warfare, I bought on day one, and I actually enjoyed it for a few months before I got kind of sick of it. But Call of Duty just has this thing where, you know, you play it for a while, and it's really fun, and then you get sick of it. And the thing with this beta, which is weird, is I fucking hate it from the start. Like, I don't even want to play it. I don't want to play it for a few months and get sick of it. I don't want to even prestige. I don't want to touch it. This game fucking blows. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to play the beta, it's on PlayStation 4 right now. It'll be on PC and Xbox One on Monday.
Have fun playing that shit.
If you want to play a shitty game, go for it. Hey, Jake. What have you been playing this week?
Rocket League!
Yes!
Finally bought it. Gave in and bought it. It's a lot of fun.
Love it.
I don't know why I didn't buy it sooner.
Been telling you.
It's fucking awesome.
We've been telling you.
I know, man. I know. I believed you. I just was like, yeah, well, I'll pick it up eventually, maybe one day. And then I had a bunch of friends pick it up, and they were like, oh my god, you gotta play with us on Steam. I'm like, alright, fuck it, I'll buy Rocket League. And I've just been having a ball with that game, man.
I wish you had it on PS4, that way we could play with me and Ricky. We play that game and fucking rape people.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a crime, so you probably shouldn't do that.
We got it for free, which is pretty nice, though, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, can't go wrong there. Anything else?
Yeah, that's about it for me.
That's it? You didn't play anything else? No, nothing?
I'm just waiting for Metal Gear Solid 5 right now.
Yes.
Man.
Okay, I'm gonna bring this up on the podcast. Fuck it. Why the fuck is Metal Gear Solid 5 be called Metal Gear Solid 5 if it takes place after Metal Gear Solid 3 and not Metal Gear Solid 4? Like, Metal Gear Solid 4 is, like, way the fuck in the future. Like, way the fuck in the future. And Metal Gear Solid 3 was, like, way the fuck in the past. And I guess Phantom Pain somewhere after 3, but before... before 4 and 1 and 2 and fuck continuity, right?
Yeah, the reason why it doesn't make sense is also is because it's different characters. You have to play the games to understand, and you haven't played any of the games, so
I know
you
don't understand. Big Boss is, and I know who Solid Snake is.
All right.
That's the only thing I know. Okay. And I've read synopses of the game.
There's a lot more to it. A lot more to it.
Does that mean you know everything in the game?
Whatever Wikipedia told me.
Okay. Yeah. So whatever a freely open-to-edit encyclopedia on the internet told you is the
I'm also in the process of watching Metal Gear Scanlan on GiantBomb.com.
Basically the
which is where they play through it, and they make comments on how stupid it is. Because those games have ridiculous stories.
Yes, they do. This is very true.
Jeff Gerstmann would say, what the fuck is this shit?
That was terrible.
I had it better earlier, I'm sorry. I'll try it again later. Ricky, what have you been playing this week?
I'm playing a lot, actually. So I've been playing the Street Fighter beta, getting my ass kicked on that, but you know,
it
wasn't like it was working.
No,
that day you told me to put it up is like it wasn't working. I was like, oh fuck, I'm playing start menu of the game again. Just to see a fucking screen that tells me, nope, servers are not working. Thanks.
I want
to
play!
Yeah, I was working, I told you I was playing it last weekend. I was going to try to stream it, but it wouldn't let me. I need a capture card. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I like the gameplay a lot. It's definitely solid. I was getting a lot of lag issues, but that's them just stress testing it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool. Played a good, say 4 or 5 hours of the Call of Duty beta, just to, you know, give it a go, and I was streaming it, you know, just for people to see.
Whatever. What level are you in Call of Duty beta, out of curiosity?
7 or something like that.
7?
Something like that.
Oh my god, it's gonna sound bad when I tell you what level I am.
Way more than I did. But, what else have I been playing? I've been playing a lot of Battlefield with you. We went back to Battlefield 4, so that was actually, I'm enjoying that a lot.
I just wanna say, that game is still the best multiplayer shooter, like one of the best multiplayer shooters ever made. Like going back to it and playing the DLC maps, yes, they're not as good as the original base maps, but they're still pretty goddamn good. Like Battlefield 4 is a fucking masterpiece. Ugh.
Okay, that's going a bit far.
The multiplayer is amazing. The multiplayer is amazing.
Battlefield 4 is a masterpiece?
Battlefield 4 is a multiplayer masterpiece. I'm sorry, the single player sucks dick, but
yes.
It is a multiplayer.
Battlefield 4 multiplayer is a masterpiece,
yes.
And it only started working about 6 months ago.
This is true,
that's
but
true.
It's
fucking
amazing.
That's what I would call a masterpiece.
But multiplayer in Battlefield 4, when it works, is a masterpiece.
Oh, I won't argue that
bone
it's
out
fun,
of fucking
a masterpiece?
Teeth. Bone out of fucking teeth. It's beautiful and amazing, and it's so fucking fun to play. Like, I got on, and I didn't want to get off. And, like, I get on that game, and I don't want to get off, because I'm having so much fucking fun. Like, it's right back to the glory days when I first got my PS4, and even though I could only play one game mode because the game was so fucking broken, the game is so good you want to keep playing. Plus, the time to kill isn't so fucking...
a masterpiece?
Yes, a multiplayer masterpiece.
That's his
words.
So,
it's gonna change how the industry makes multiplayer shooters from now on.
No, I'm just saying it's a really fucking good multiplayer game. That's what I'm implying. Nice.
That's his choice of words.
Because, alright, man.
He's sticking to it. Yeah.
Anyways, Ricky, what else have you been playing?
I've been playing through the Metal Gear Solid Collection. I'm trying to grind through all of it and finish it, but some of these games are fucking hard. It's great. I love the story. I've always loved the Metal Gear story ever since I actually played the Part 4, which I skipped a lot. Everybody got mad at me for that, but, you know, fuck it. You know, I had a PS3 and I wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4 because it got such good reviews. So, I mean, shit. But, yeah, that's about it.
That's it?
Yep.
I just been playing Battlefield 4. I finished Thomas Was Alone, which is a little fun, indie game I got for $2.50. I'm definitely not mad about paying $2.50. Numbers make me confused. $2.50 for a pretty good indie game. I really enjoyed that. Played a little bit of Hardline as well, and kind of went back and realized that, yes, Battlefield Hardline was a better launch, but Battlefield 4 is a better game. Like the time to kill in Battlefield Hardline can be a little hard to deal with sometimes. Like it's not Black Ops 3 or, you know, Ghosts or Black Ops 3 or Advanced Warfare.
You said Black Ops 3.
I know, I meant to say Advanced Warfare.
It's that shit.
All COD games are shit. Minus the original and a few others. Maybe Advanced Warfare. I actually really like that game. It has a good campaign. But, yeah. Battlefield 4 is a multiplayer masterpiece. I'm just put that out there. So, you guys want to talk about some news?
Let's do it.
No. News you can use.
That's not a catchphrase. Please. That's not.
No. I know. That's, no, it's not. I was just, you know, it just kind of popped out. So we have 2 weeks away from our first real two big games of fall 2015. That's Metal Gear Solid 5 and Mad Max. So obviously, while with Metal Gear Solid 5 reviews going up on Sunday, which is a day after this was posted, so we'll know, you know, what the reviews were by the time you hear this. But as of now, we don't. But what we did see was a really good live stream of Mad Max, which we all decided to watch a little bit of, some more than others. And I just want to get the opinion of my crew, and then I'll give my opinion of it. Jake, you could go first. What did you think of this pretty awesome live stream with, surprisingly, the guy who hosted it wasn't very annoying, so it was nice.
I thought graphically it looked absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it goes through the dust storm and everything, and you know, that's all happening in real time, unscripted, just kind of random event in the world. That was really cool with all the particle effects and stuff. Other than that though, I think the gameplay looked kind of repetitive to me. I didn't watch the whole thing because it was like over an hour long, and what I saw is he was just driving around, grappling stuff, and ramming cars for like 20 minutes straight, pretty much, and I was just kind of like, alright, I mean, and they were talking about the quest system. It was like, yeah, so this is how the quest system works. You go, and you gotta get this thing, but you gotta do a favor for this guy to get that thing, so you gotta do three other things, and that's how the quest system works, and it's pretty cool, and I'm like, that's the same fucking quest system from every goddamn game on the market. How many games have you played where that's not the case? Like, how many times do you go to someone that you need something, and they're just like, oh yeah, sure, okay, I'll give it to you. No, they're like, alright, but you gotta do this for me, and then you gotta do something for that guy that's got that thing that you need. It's bullshit. I mean, that's video games, but I mean, don't try and like, talk it up like some great questing system. It's the most generic shit I've ever seen. Besides that, Mad Max World is pretty cool. Probably not gonna buy it, but, you know, we'll see. I might rent it.
Ricky, what did you think of this live stream?
Oh, you mean Shadow of Mordor with cars?
No, it's not Shadow of Mordor with
cars. Oh, Ricky with that heat.
No, this game, I watched
did
the whole
lot. You see Fury Road out of curiosity?
No, I haven't. So, I mean, I know why, I can understand why you have such hype over this game, especially because of the movies, Mad Max movies you saw. I haven't seen any of the Mad Max movies, so, just honestly, yeah, there's no hype for me at all being a Mad Max game. But, from what I saw at E3 in person, and from what I talked to with the developers and the people who played it, it feels generic. It sounds generic. And the gameplay itself, like I said, it's like Shadow Mordor with just cars and dust storms. It looks great. The graphics look amazing. They improved that a lot. The gameplay is definitely more fluid than what I saw as far as the fighting system. But it's basically cutting and pasting from the industry as far as, you know, the quests. The driving looks kind of generic. I didn't get the hands-on with the driving because, you know me, I'm the driving game buff here. But if the driving is terrible, then that's also going to be one thing that's going to not sell me on the game. But I can't say from personal experience. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to buy this game. Maybe I'll check it out if it's cheap. I don't know.
Mad Max is running on the Just Cause 3 engine, by the way.
Yes, yeah, it looks gorgeous.
So I watched this. I'm a huge Mad Max fan. I fucking love Road Warrior. Beyond Thunderdome is fucking shit. It was fucking shit 3 weeks ago when I told you that on the podcast. It's still fucking shit. Fury Road is awesome. And the thing I like about this game is it really looks like Fury Road the game. Like, the fact is, like, you, when you're, like, going around, I mean, obviously the quest he said was, like, you have to go to here and clear some dudes. And I feel like that's perfectly fine because it reminds me of Red Faction Guerrilla. You know, that game, basically all you did was go to an area, clear the dudes out of the area, maybe do a quest or two, main story quests, and then, you know, keep going. The best part about this is the car combat looks straight out of Mad Max. Like, you know, you'll get in a fight with some convoy, and like dudes will be jumping off their cars onto yours, trying to fight them off and stuff. You'll be popping out, shooting rocket launchers, shooting your gun to like pop like gas caps and fucking. The car combat looks fucking awesome. Like, I'm super stoked on that. Yes, the hand-to-hand combat does look a little flawed. The movement is a little weird. But, I mean, it's just that doing that Batman thing that Shadow of Mordor did. It looks like, you know, hey, oh, you're about to get hit? Well, press triangle and you'll counter, and then you can move on to the next guy. And, I mean, honestly, that's not a bad combat system. Yes, it is copy and paste, and, you know, it is in a lot of games nowadays. But I really like that combat system in Batman. I feel like Arkham Knight did it really well, like that combat felt fluid, and if they can kind of keep up that, like, in, you know, this game and make it kind of play like Shadow of Mordor, the map looks fucking huge, there's tons of upgrades, tons of shit to do, the game's beautiful, I'm stoked, like, I can't wait, they got me in on this one, I love Mad Max, and I really hope this game is good, because it looks like it'll be a lot of fun until, like, something bigger single-player-wise comes out, but we'll see, like, I'm not buying Metal Gear, I'm not buying a stealth game. But, like, this looks like something for people who really don't like stealth games. This is the game to pick up that day. We'll see. I'm going to pick this one up, and I'm picking up Fury Road that day. I'm fucking stoked. For anyone who was wondering about me, I got a job, so I have money again, so I'll be buying lots of video games this fall. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yay for money.
Yeah, very yay for money. But, yeah, if you haven't watched the stream, I'll post it up on the Facebook. Actually, it'll already be posted on the Facebook. So go on the facebook.com/groups/PressXToWinPodcast and watch that IGN live stream. They did a real good job. I wish we could do that kind of stuff, like have live streams and stuff. It looks really fun. But
this, in progress.
It looks really cool. I'm really stoked to see, you know, what exactly that game entails. So, yeah. But here's another news, games that we don't know what they entail. Rainbow Six Siege got delayed this week to December.
Yeah.
And why do you think why do you guys think it got delayed to December?
Well, I think it's a good thing. They really want to make this game good, and for once, like, a developer is not fucking trying to push it to just to meet the holiday deadline. You know, I'm happy about that, because I want this game to be good, because one of my favorite games was actually Rainbow Six on the original Xbox, and I played the crap out of that game when I was growing up.
When in December did it get delayed?
First. Same day as Just Cause 3.
Well, I mean, it's still gonna be there for the holidays. It's just late Christmas shoppers, I guess.
Yep.
But my opinion on that is, it was supposed to come out when again, originally?
October 13th.
And what else is coming out in October, guys?
Halo
Syndicate. I think they just didn't want to compete. They didn't want to compete with themselves with Syndicate. They didn't want to have to deal with
Well, the problem
with,
is it's very close to Halo. Battlefront 2 as well, and that game's going to
suck. Yeah, that too.
Honestly, like, the thing about Siege, and, you know, one thing I've kind of realized after playing the Call of Duty Black Ops 3 beta, is Siege is doing some really cool stuff. Like, it's not doing the typical low TTK. By the way, TETK is time to kill, if you don't remember me saying it. But time to kill, like, basically where, you know, you die really fast when someone sees you. You know, they're adding this kind of, the gameplay is more like a team-based game. Terror Hunt looks like it'll be fun with some friends. Like, that's really cool. I feel like this game is still going to be flawed no matter what, because they didn't add a single player. Like, Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 had fun single players and really cool environments. And I feel like Siege should have a single player. And I know it won't, that's fine. But this looks like it could be a fun multiplayer game. But then on the other hand, it looks like it could be an Evolve, where it comes out, you know, it's really popular for a week, and then it dies the fuck off, and everyone goes back to their Call of Duties, their Destinies, and maybe their Battlefronts by then, obviously. So, I don't know how else. What do you guys think, anything else about this? Siege?
All I know is that the only reason I'm buying it is because I have some friends that are buying it, and where y'all just want to play Terror Hunt.
Yes, that's it. Terror Hunt. Terrorist Hunt.
The whole reason why I'm purchasing it. If they didn't have Terror Hunt, I wouldn't be buying it.
It's called Terrorist Hunt.
Me and Ricky will probably buy for Terror Hunt, probably on PS4, so.
Yes.
Most likely. Although Just Cause 3 comes out that day. And game I'm kind of hype about that game. I don't know if I want to buy two games on one day, but we'll see. Speaking of buying two games on one day, if there was a million other games coming out on the day Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out, over all those games, I'd buy Kingdom Hearts 3. Because this week we had some new news. Apparently it's gonna have Big Hero 6 World in it. I don't know if you guys have seen Big Hero 6. Anyone seen Big Hero 6?
Baymax!
Like Baymax, no. Which is the one of the greatest characters that, you know, Disney and Pixar has probably put in a movie in so long. Like, such an interesting character. That world's really interesting. It's called get this, Jake. The world in Big Hero 6 is called San Fransokyo. So it's
San Fransokyo.
Yeah, San Fran Tokyo. So it's San Francisco mixed with Tokyo. You can't tell me that's not fucking cool.
Wow, that's really unique. They combine two real life places together to make a place that's not in.
And it looks really fucking cool! And you're gonna get to go play Kingdom Hearts in it! How cool does that sound?
I've never even been a big fan of Kingdom Hearts, so.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I've just never been my cup of tea, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
Can we kick Jake off the podcast? Kingdom Hearts 1 was the first game I ever 100%ed. And, like, the beginning of those, of Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 is just fucking dog shit. Like, literally the first 2 hours of those games is so bad, you want to turn it off. Like,
I disagree.
It's the most meaningless, dumb shit ever.
I completely disagree with that.
How do you, tell me how you fucking disagree with that.
I disagree because what it does, it starts off a story in a way you wouldn't expect it. Actually, I love the way it started off because it leaves that mystery. Like, what the fuck's going on? What happened to Sora? You know, because it never really got explained at the end.
I didn't fucking care! I wanted to get to Disney Worlds! I didn't fucking care about this shitty island and the fact that Riku needed coconuts. Fuck off, Riku! I want to go fucking hit things with my Keyblade. I want to go fucking hang out with Mickey Mouse and fucking Donald Duck and shit.
See, you have no patience for these kinds of things, man. Like I said, Metal Gear Solid, if you ever played the games, like, I think even you probably won't enjoy it to the fullest because you have no patience.
Fuck Ground
no
Zeroes.
Patience for this thing. Well, Ground Zeroes is a different experiment, but I'm just talking about in general. For these kind of storytellings, you have to there's a certain enjoyment in it to be explored. That's the shit I love about games.
I don't fucking care when games start really fucking shitty and boring. Like, the only game I've ever trudged through was really shitty and boring was Assassin's Creed 3, and what the fuck did that do for me? Like, it blows. Seriously. Like, if Kingdom Hearts 3 starts hella slow like Kingdom Hearts 2, I'm gonna be pissed. Because Kingdom Hearts 2, like, riding that fucking broken-ass skateboard, that fucking broken-ass hill, on that fucking broken-ass race, didn't make no fucking sense, and fucking delivering pizzas or whatever the fuck you delivered was stupid as fuck too. I just wanted to get to fucking playing Kingdom Hearts, not playing as some dude named Roxas who I never fucking heard of before. Ugh. Be good, Kingdom Hearts 3, please, because you have Big Hero 6 in you, and hopefully you'll have Marvel and Star Wars and Tangled and Frozen.
Maybe.
I hope there's Frozen in this game, I really do. Like, that'd make me pretty happy. Like, did you remember in Kingdom Hearts 1, I think it was, maybe it was 2, where there was the part where you go to Little Mermaid's World? And you press X and square and triangle while everyone's singing Under the Sea. I want that, but with Let It Go.
Yeah, I know you do. I knew that was coming. God, you're going to start singing now on the podcast?
I want Olaf to be like my buddy with me hanging out while I fucking kill people in that game. Like, I bet the story for the Frozen World would be like, the Heartless have corrupted Elsa. Oh my god, why don't, just do it. Just fucking do it, it'd be so fun.
He's totally having a nerdgasm
right now.
Yeah, there you go.
I totally zoned out there for a second, I'm not gonna lie.
I really like Frozen, if anyone didn't know. I think that's a really good movie.
I just heard Nate start talking about Frozen, and I realized, oh my god, he's still talking about
Star Wars and Marvel, though.
But I just started hearing, like, you know, the sounds of waves at the ocean and everything.
You know who is zoned out of everything? Guillermo del Toro, he has officially quit video games. He doesn't want to make any more video games after the failure he's had. Like, every game he's tried to make, either the company's died, or the game has just never happened, basically. So he's completely given up on ever making a video game, which is kind of sad, because that dude makes some interesting shit.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen the show The Strain. That show is a really cool take on the idea of The Walking Dead, but in, like, a different context. Granted, season 2 has been kind of boring, but still, like, the first season when that show first came out was so interesting and neat, and, you know, Pacific Rim was a really cool movie. Pretty sure he did that.
Yeah, he did, and this means no fucking awesome Pacific Rim game is ever coming,
nope.
Which is extremely upsetting
to me.
Did
they make a Pacific Rim game on, like...
It was, like, a shitty, like, mobile game.
Yeah, it was mobile.
It wasn't any good. but that thing that had so much potential for like a really good game,
like a good Godzilla game that's never gonna be made.
Exactly, it's never gonna fucking happen. We'll get Pacific Rim 2, yep. But we'll never get the good, awesome Pacific Rim tie-in game.
Honestly, after playing that Godzilla game, which goddamn it fucking sucks, fucking goddamn that game sucks. I don't think we'll ever get a good game where you're a giant like mech in a city killing shit. Like remember Rampage? How cool that was when you were a kid. For those younger listeners, Rampage was a game in which you were a monster going through and punching buildings and killing civilians out of the buildings. That game was really neat, like, when we were kids, because, you know, like, oh, I'm a big giant fucking ape punching buildings and shit, and, like, you'd battle with your friends. That will never happen on next gen. I just don't think it ever will. That's like a really cool
fun as fuck.
Power Rangers game where you're, like, the giant Morphazords and shit. That'd be neat. But it'll never happen.
Power Rangers game by Platinum Games.
Yes.
Make it happen.
Honestly, perfect combo.
That, like, if Devastation is good, I think they could do it. But only if Devastation is good.
Well, there's that Power Rangers movie reboot coming out, isn't there?
Yeah, the new reboot movie is supposed to be freaking...
Let's not do movie games, ever.
Yeah, again. No. Yeah.
Like, that's the one...
There's been some good movie games. Like, GoldenEye.
I know, Spider-Man 2. But that's the thing is, I like what they're doing with some games now. For instance, with Mad Max, like, it didn't come out when Fury Road came out. It's coming out when the Blu-ray released, which is smart. But the funny thing was that, like, that movie was supposed to come out years ago, I'm pretty sure, Mad Max. So, like, I feel like what you should do is... Way before the movie kind of happens, or, like, you kind of know it's happening and they start filming it, then you start making a game, and don't babysit around the movie, just make it a game around, like, that's about that thing. So if, like, you're going to make a game about the Power Ranger movie, just make a Power Ranger game that's bad the fuck ass, and have it come out, like, in the same year as the movie. Not necessarily on the same day of the movie's release, or the movie's Blu-ray release, or any of that shit, you know? I feel like that stuff doesn't matter. Like, make something cool that I want to play, you know? Right?
Yeah, sure, man.
Any other opinions on Guillermo del Toro hating video games forever now?
Not really. I don't blame the guy.
Yep. Sucks.
Jake. If anyone didn't notice, that was a subtle hint to the fact that Jake hates video games.
That wasn't subtle.
I'm gonna let you guys take this next news story. Apparently, Xbox One might be able to play original Xbox games. Go for it. Talk about it. I don't care.
I mean,
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, it's something that they don't need to do at all, and someone was just kind of like, hey, would that ever be possible? And they're like, yeah, we've talked about it, and we'll probably do it after we get the whole 360 library on there. Cool, man! I mean, fucking A, that's just free shit. That's, I mean... Awesome! How can I complain about that?
Is there any Xbox original game that's actually good besides Halo?
Mech Assault.
Oh, yes. I love Mech Assault. You've
got Blinx. You've got Ninja Gaiden Black.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Set Radio Future.
Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies!
One of my favorite games of that generation.
Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, Panzer Dragoon is amazing. Yeah, that's a really good game too. There's a bunch of games. Basically, the original Xbox had a lot more hard hitters than 360, in my opinion. As far as
Original Xbox was grinding on those.
Have they said like if you're going to say you own a original Xbox disc, are you going to be able to put that in there, or are you going to?
That's what they're saying. That's the same thing with the 360. When you put the 360 disc inside the Xbox One, it basically installs it, creates an emulation, and runs off of it.
Who is honestly? Has original? Do you have original? If you guys both have original Xbox games, I'll be surprised. Do either of you have original Xbox games still?
I do.
Yep.
You didn't trade them
I
in.
I got Crimson Skies and Mech Assault sitting right on my shelf right
now. Yep, those are two of my favorites.
Along with Halo 1, Halo 2.
They're making it so you might want to go to GameStop and buy some old Xbox games.
Why not? Yeah, at least they give you the option. That's what's really cool about what Microsoft's doing with this.
Get it for like 99 cents, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not how it's going to work. I just feel like that's too easy to be able to go into a GameStop, because now GameStop sells super old games, and go in there and be like, I want this really fucking old Xbox game. Okay, it's only 99 cents. I feel like there's going to be something you buy. You're going to have to buy those games on... on the Xbox.
Look, man, don't hate the process.
I know, I know you love Sony, but to sit there and be like, no, yeah, it's not even that. It's not even that I love
Sony. It's not even that I love Sony. It's that I'm being realistic. Like, you have to be real. How is that not realistic? The fact that you can go in to GameStop and buy an 99-cent game?
No. Why is it realistic to assume that a company that is letting you play your old Xbox 360 games, no questions asked, would somehow have some kind of crazy gimmick that you
because
have to
Xbox
buy
360
in order
games
to play your original
as
Xbox
old as original
games.
Xbox games. Old original Xbox games are much, much, much older than a 360 game. And they're
so
much,
what?
Much cheaper. I guarantee you. Okay, we'll bet. Fuck it. We'll bet. There's some sort of catch to go with this. I'll say it to you. Okay, we'll bet. We'll bet. I bet you there's some sort of fucking catch to go with this.
All right, what's the bet?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger. I'll buy you In-N-Out Burger.
That's it?
I don't... okay, what else? What the fuck else am I going to do? What else?
Give me your PS4.
No, fuck off. I wouldn't give my PS4 up for anything.
No. If I'm wrong, I will give you my Xbox.
No, I'm not betting big things like that. I'm not going to go out and buy another PlayStation if I'm wrong. I'm making
a bet
with you that is understandable.
Hey, if you're scared, go to church.
Okay, we're moving on. So, this week's main topic, we're going to talk about Call of Duty, because of the beta this week, where it's really gone from. I mean, everyone remembers, you know, the first time you played Call of Duty 1 or Call of Duty 2, but, like, look where the fuck we are with Call of Duty now. How fucking weird is it? Like, so, dude. I mean, I guess first we'll start. These are the games, these are the Call of Duty games that have been released in order, okay? So we have Call of Duty 1 on PC. Everyone remembers that?
Such a great game.
Amazing.
Call of Duty 1 on PC, okay? Call of Duty United Offensive on PC, which was...
the best Call of Duty
which
game.
Was an expansion pack that added vehicles to the World War II format of Call of Duty. Then we have Call of Duty 2, which launched with the Xbox 360 and was also on PC, and it was a World War II game. It was the first time you actually got to storm... it was like a D-Day thing, basically, in the game. There hadn't been D-Day in the game so far at that point.
Not in that game, but in Medal of Honor it was.
In Call of Duty 1, there was a storming of Stalingrad. Okay? We all were cool.
Yep.
Call of Duty 3, which was another World War II game.
Awful game.
Made by a different company that made Call of Duty 2. Okay? Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, which is arguably the best Call of Duty by most mainstream audiences, I'd probably agree. I really love Call of Duty 2. I think Call of Duty 2 is really fun. But Call of Duty 4 was pretty amazing when it first came out. Really the first Modern Warfare game of its...
Literally says Modern Warfare.
Yeah, of its time. Literally it says Modern Warfare, exactly. Then we went back to World War II with Call of Duty World at War, which was made by Treyarch. So that's the first time, I think, did Treyarch make Call of Duty 3? Do you know if Call of Duty 3 was developed by Treyarch? Yes, okay, Call of Duty 3 was
hot.
Call of Duty 3 was made by Treyarch. So, this is the way, it worked, was, Call of Duty 2 was Infinity Ward, Call of Duty 3 was Treyarch, okay? Call of Duty 4 was Infinity Ward, Call of Duty World at War was Treyarch. Call of Duty World at War
was,
basically, the same thing as Call of Duty 4, but in a World War II setting. The multiplayer still had the 3 kill streaks.
Dogs.
You only had 3 kill streaks. There wasn't, a ton of them. Then we moved on to the next
zombies.
Introduction.
Zombies. You've got zombies.
Oh, and it added Call of Duty Zombies. You're correct. I'm sorry. Call of Duty Zombies was first added in World at War as, like, a thing you got when you beat the campaign. Then we had the next installment, which is in 2009, which was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which not only did it add... a lower TTK for the first time. I feel like the time to kill in that game was the lowest it had been for a while. It also added multiple different kill streaks, including an AC gunner, AC-130, which was overpowered as fuck, and a chopper gunner, which was overpowered as fuck. I feel like this was the first game that made silencers super important. Is that, correct in
yep.
saying?
Yeah, that's correct. I use silencers.
If you didn't use the silencer in Modern Warfare 2, you really didn't do well. But I feel like Modern Warfare 2 is the game that was probably Call of Duty around its peak, I'd say. Is that correct to say, you think, guys?
Yes, I agree.
I would say it's sales peak, not its quality peak.
I mean, the Call of Duty 4 was the quality peak, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Then we had Black Ops 1, which was a Vietnam game set around the events of the Vietnam War, in which guns were Vietnam-themed, you know, killstreaks were Vietnam-themed. You had a napalm strike instead of an airstrike. Still customizable killstreaks, still a low TTK, but I feel like it was a little higher than Modern Warfare 2. Like, I felt like it took a little longer to kill people in Black Ops than it did in Modern Warfare 2. And I felt like you get away without not having a silencer on your gun in Black Ops 1 a little bit more than you could. We're still going, by the way. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was the next installment that was made by Infinity Ward. That would be the last Infinity Ward Call
Hot
of Duty.
Hot trash.
Yep. It concluded the story that was started in Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2. There would not be another Modern Warfare game following this. Probably, I'd say, next to Ghost, the worst Call of Duty game. Multiplayer-wise, like, just overpowered killstreaks. The maps were not good. I think this is the lowest time to kill that was ever in a Call of Duty game. The worst lag, and I think the worst spawns.
No, Ghost still has the lowest TTK.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Okay. Worst lag, worst spawns, is that not argued?
It was bad. Modern Warfare 3 was just fucking terrible.
Then we have the next Treyarch installment, which was Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which probably had the best single player since Modern Warfare 1. Is that... Anyway, everyone agree with that? Had, like, you know, the different choices and stuff, and things you actually did in the game changed how characters reacted?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And go ahead. Go ahead, Jake.
I would say that it probably had one of the best single players that Call of Duty's ever had because of all the different branching choices you can do and stuff, and how you could change your loadouts and stuff before missions and everything like that. I think they did a really, really good job with it.
It continued the zombies trend that Black Ops also had zombies as well.
Treyarch games.
Was it Modern Warfare 2 was the first game in which DLC kind of came into it? Is that correct?
No.
There was DLC in COD 4?
There was.
Was there DLC in World at War?
Yes, there was.
So those are the first games in which there were DLC packs, but I remember in, I think this is right, Call of Duty 4 only had one DLC pack in it.
It was two, I believe. It wasn't that many.
It was one or two.
Yeah, it was like two.
World at War was only one or two.
World at War had more because of the zombies. They added more zombie maps, and with the zombie maps, they had also, like, let's say four maps also. So there was three or four different packs for World at War, I believe.
And then Modern Warfare 2 had two. Black Ops had four?
Something like that, yeah.
Three, maybe? Modern Warfare had four. So we're kind of getting, you know, the more the DLC kind of ramps up, they figured out they could milk more money out of people, basically.
Season passes.
Yeah, season passes.
Fuck that shit.
Season passes.
Call of Duty Elite.
Fuck that
Call
shit.
Call of Duty Elite was in Modern Warfare 3, so this was the first. This is really crucial. Modern Warfare 3 had the first season pass that a game had ever seen up to this point. Basically what it was is Call of Duty Elite was a $50 service in which you could go onto this website, sign in. It got you the season pass. You got all the DLC for the game. For the whole entire game, and then you had access to this Call of Duty Elite site, which basically
did stuff that the game before it had already
exactly.
done.
Yeah.
Can I get into this real quick about Call of Duty Elite?
Go for it.
Yeah, man.
Call of Duty Elite, what this was supposed to be was a service. So basically they wanted to be like Call of Duty MMO status. You're going to have to pay $50 a year for the Elite service to actually have all the stat tracking, all that stuff, the premium service. Then they had like a free version, whatever. They canceled that pretty much a couple months in because you know everybody fucking thought it was bullshit. So I mean, what they originally planned for that was going to be much, much worse. They shut it down anyway.
Yeah, people really didn't like it. I mean, you still got the season pass when you bought Call of Duty Elite. So in the end, people still got their maps.
Yeah.
I want to say that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was the first game that I did not make it past the first map pack. So this is when I started kind of sick of the formula of the games. I don't know when Ricky, you're kind of on the same page I am.
Yeah.
Jake, did you buy any of these games?
Let's see here. Any of the ones we've mentioned so far?
Well, I know you bought COD 4. I don't think you bought Modern Warfare 2.
I mean, I bought COD 1, United Offensive, COD 2, COD 4. Didn't buy Modern Warfare 2. I was convinced by people to buy Modern Warfare 3.
You bought Black Ops. You didn't buy Black Ops, but you came to my house and
we played
a lot of it because you were living here at the time.
And then I bought Black Ops 2, which I actually enjoyed. And then Advanced Warfare came with my Xbox.
Okay, so Black Ops 2 basically continued the zombies. I feel like that was the game in which the TTK was a little higher, but it still wasn't fun to play. I never got into Black Ops 2. I just couldn't play it. The multiplayer just didn't scream to me as fun.
Nope.
The killstreaks were still OP as fuck. It was really dumb. The story mode was great, but I didn't play it after that. The multiplayer was bad. Then we move on to the first Call of Duty I didn't buy out of all the ones we've talked about so far, and that was Call of Duty Ghosts, which is arguably the worst Call of Duty game ever made. Is that correct in saying?
Yeah. They had like a free weekend for it on Steam once, and I downloaded it. Thought I'd check it out, you know, maybe play it over the weekend, kill some time. Literally the worst game I have ever played.
Yeah, and the lowest TTK too. So like, meaning you would spawn and you'd be dead. And the spawns in this game were probably the worst.
Shit. Dog shit.
Yeah, they were so bad. Like you'd kill someone and they would sometimes spawn behind you. And the guns were flat out not fun to shoot in this game either. And the killstreaks were, I think I remember the killstreaks being kind of dumbed down. This is the first time they took a look at what a UAV did and made it so you needed to have three UAVs before you got a regular UAV. This game sucks. If you played Call of Duty Ghosts, you know it sucks. Like, the campaign was okay. The story was kind of dumb. Like, the twists you could see coming a mile away. If you look at a video online, there's actually reused assets that were used in Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, and Ghosts. There's actually a scene in which you're being picked up by another character, and it's literally the same animation in all three games. Look it up on the internet.
That's unsurprising.
Yeah.
I am not surprised at all.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a real video.
Yep. Yeah, it's a real video. You can look it up on the internet. And then we move on to, arguably I'd say, is one of the best Call of Duties, is Advanced Warfare, which had the best campaign since Black Ops 2. I think if you're looking at campaigns in Call of Duty games, you guys can argue with me if you want. It's Modern Warfare, Black Ops 2, and then Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, I would disagree. I thought Advanced Warfare was bad all the way through.
Really? Why'd you think it was bad all the way through, since this is the last Call of Duty game before the one that's coming out this year?
Well, see, Kevin Spacey was great. Just absolutely phenomenal the whole way through. But the problem I had with it was that the story just lacked impact, man. I was going around with all these cool abilities and stuff, but I never felt really compelled to use them outside of the tutorial, like intro mission, where you gotta use the hover and everything to get through the level. I just felt like I was playing another Call of Duty game where I didn't really have to worry about using my jump jets or do any cool exoskeleton shit, except for the few little set pieces where it was like, hey, use this like grapple hook thing to pull that guy or whatever. It just, the most memorable part of that entire campaign for me was when you're trying to get to the sniper.
Yeah.
That was the most memorable part of that whole campaign.
I thought the campaign was pretty good. Like, I liked Troy Baker's character. I thought he was interesting. Like, that setup mission, like, how it started, like, what led to, you know, what setting up the game basically was, you know, you go on this mission, you've been a soldier for a while, and you lose a friend. Was that the game that did Press X to Pay Respects?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Advanced Warfare.
No.
That's Advanced Warfare. Okay. That was sort of weird. Like,
it was really weird.
It was really dumb.
It was very stupid.
That was really weird. But then, like, it kind of got into some interesting stuff. I like the whole idea that, you know, it wasn't, you know, Russia or China or, and for some reason, Ghost was Mexico. Like, it was, like, this paramilitary group that is using technology to basically make themselves better than everyone else because someone has more money than all the other governments because he's found a way to make military a profitable thing. And I liked Kevin Spacey. He was super fucking interesting.
House of Cards.
Yeah, the House of Cards is amazing. I thought the multiplayer was really cool, and something I said earlier was the idea that I could be getting shot at, and while the TTK is still pretty low in this game, it's been low since, you know, you're looking at probably Black Ops was the first time, the last time it was actually not that low. If you're getting shot at, if you were good enough, you could jerk your controller, your stick to the side, and you could dodge bullets. And I know me and Ricky have done that multiple times, and that's why I thought Advanced Warfare was so cool.
It's more skill.
It took a lot more skill, and apparently people hate Advanced Warfare.
They hate the jump jets things.
Can you, your brother plays Call of Duty pretty avidly. Can you tell me why people hate Advanced Warfare so much?
They just don't like that it doesn't feel like Call of Duty to them anymore. I mean, so from what I've heard and what I've seen from what reading online, people don't like the jump chest because it really changes the formula. For whatever reason, they just don't like change.
But people love Black Ops so far in the beta. I've seen nothing but praise for Black Ops 3
exactly,
online. And
exactly.
I hate it. I don't get it. I love Advanced Warfare, well, and I hate Black Ops 3.
So, on the jump jets thing, that was actually something I really liked about Advanced Warfare, that was the jump jets in the multiplayer and how mobile it made you. Mm-hmm. Like, running around with an SMG, using those jump jets to just get across the map and around people and, like, 5 seconds flat was awesome. Mm-hmm. Felt really good.
Made the game a little fast, though.
It made the game, like, really, really fast, and it was really cool when people didn't know how to use the jump jets and stuff like that, and you were just, like, flanking them and tearing through them and everything, but then once everyone figured out, oh, yeah, I can use these to dodge bullets and move around really fast, the game just became just
crazy.
Way too frantic.
Yeah,
And it was just kind of like, and at that point, it's just like you're playing Call of Duty while flying at 700 miles per hour, basically. It's the same game, just a lot faster. And that's why I could never really get behind. That's why I didn't like it anymore.
And the thing is, Black Ops 3 is just as fast. So I don't get why people hate Advanced Warfare so much, because me and Ricky have played, it's just as fast. But the thing was, with that extra mobility, it felt like you had a little bit more control over kills and deaths. In this game, you know, moving on back to Black Ops 3, which is now the newest one coming out, so, you know, there's that. It's, who knows what the fucking story in that one is. They really haven't said much about that. Like, this one, you know, you could be getting shot at, right? And the only thing you can do is just jump a few times. Like, there's no, you know, jump to the side. There's, you know, maybe you can wall run or jump in a swimming pool and swim for a little
slide.
Bit. And you could slide, yeah, which was, you know, I felt like sliding was done better in Advanced Warfare as well. But it's just, I don't understand why people, I just don't get it.
Well, my thought on that is that the Call of Duty community at large, and I'm definitely generalizing here, doesn't want anything besides just bare bones Call of Duty.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's just like, if you throw anything that's like out of the, like, they'll say, you gotta change the formula, man. Just the same game, but they'll still buy the same game every year. And if you change the formula, they'll get pissed off that you changed the formula because, oh, well, I'm not as good at this one. And
exactly.
The more ridiculous the killstreaks and shit are, the more people are going to eat it up, because the people that are really into Call of Duty, that buy it every year and aren't like playing at a professional level, are the people that like they pick it up, they play it for a couple of hours, they get one of those killstreaks and it makes them feel good. That's the thing. That's the whole thing about Call of Duty, is that the skill floor is so high that anyone can pick it up. And after an hour or two, get a couple cool kill streaks and have a couple good games and be like, oh man, this game's really awesome. You know, you play for the highs and then you forget about the lows. And the problem with Call of Duty is that there's a lot more lows where you're just getting pissed off because you get spawn killed, grenade spammed, all that
shit. Hit detection bullshit.
Yeah, like, the hit detection in Black Ops 3, that's one thing I'll say, is actually very good.
It was terrible in 2 and 1. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, they did hit detection really well on this one. But like, I just hate the fact that, you know, I'll get in and I just want to have like a little bit of fun, and it's just like, I'm getting bullshit killed. Like, you know, there's a fucking kill streak that's raping me. I'm getting killed by Predator fucking giant Hellstorm missiles. Like, I'm getting, you know, laser bolted. I'm getting fucking bow and arrowed. Like, there's no fun to that. Like, I don't like killstreaks. Like, I feel like Destiny has killstreaks, right, and their multiplayer, like, yes, you know, it's an ability you gather and you get it and you're done. You know, that's one thing. But, like, having all these abilities to get free kills makes that floor so low, because that means if I get
The floor is high.
I'm sorry. It means if I get 2 kills, right? So, Jake, I get 2 kills, I get a race car. That race car, I can run it into a bunch of people and kill a bunch of people, right? Kill maybe 2 or 3 people.
Yep.
When it gets my, you know, then my killstreak goes up more. You know, and I
oh, they brought that back now?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Your kill streak, or it's not even kill streak, it's
yeah,
score
they brought,
streak,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure they
your
brought
score,
that back.
The points you get from the score streak, goes towards your next one, cause that was the most bullshit about, Modern Warfare 1 and 2, was that you'd get a kill streak out, and then you would get kills towards your next kill streak based on that kill streak, and it would just be this never-ending cycle of
bullshit. And then they got rid of, like, the defensive ability kill streaks that were in Advanced Warfare, where you could do, you know, like, stuff to kind of help out your team. Everything is just regular kills. Like, with the stuff in Advanced Warfare, you could, you know, you could get killed, but you're constantly gathering up a kill streak. Yes, it took more points, but it was, like, stuff that you could help your team in, like, team games. Now everything is just, if you get killed, you lose your kill streak. They got rid of that completely. Yep. This game feels like Black Ops 3 feels like a stripped down Call of Duty. I understand it's a beta, but this game feels like it's like just imagination in it at all. You know, they were like, fuck it. You know, it's a Call of Duty game. We need to put one out. Fuck it. Let's go. And, you know, Advanced Warfare had so many cool things to it. Yes, that paint system where you paint your gun is kind of neat. Okay. But like the stuff of Advanced Warfare did right was really fucking good. And I guess the final thing I want to talk about with this topic is, can Call of Duty redeem itself? Or is it stuck forever to be this fucking shitty game that loses fans all the time, but then the hardcore is so hardcore that it stays around, and the hardcore fans are fucking assholes. Like, literally the worst fan base in gaming is probably Call of Duty.
I think it can redeem itself, but they need to lay off it for maybe 8 years. like I'm just throwing out a number there, but at least like a minimum of 5 years with no Call of Duty. Maybe this is the last one, and then when next generation rolls around, they launch with a new Call of Duty game. I think that would be cool, you know, because then, you know, the formula is not there anymore. People have had time to get over it and wax nostalgia about the older Call of Duty games because there's not a new one coming out all the time. And then another Call of Duty comes out, and then suddenly it feels fresh, you know? Maybe it doesn't feel like as much bullshit because we haven't had it for years.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I feel like these games sell copies. Like, if you look at a lot of games, they're following this suit in which you have low TTK, you have, you know, kill streaks and different things that kind of make it so everyone can play. And Call of Duty originated that. Like, you can't deny the fact that Halo 4 had a low TTK and had, you know, sprinting and ADS because they wanted to put that in. That was a direct...
I think you're talking about Halo,
no, Halo
5.
4. Talk about Halo 4.
Halo 4 didn't have ADS.
It didn't have ADS. It
did. Yeah. No, it didn't.
It did. No, well, a lot of...
It's TTK wasn't even low. Halo 4, one of Halo 4's problems is that the TTK was too high because of sprint. Because you could sprint away from fights, and your shields would recharge while sprinting. Halo 4's kill times were absurdly long because of it.
Halo 4, the reason all that happened was because of Call of Duty. You can't argue that.
No, I will agree that a lot of the Halo 4's problems was they tried to emulate stuff from Call of Duty, and everyone was telling them before launch, this is a bad idea, don't fucking do it. They didn't listen, mm-hmm. and it bit them in the ass.
We can only hope that they learned that lesson with Halo 5, but we'll see in October, obviously. But the thing we're looking at directly is, if another Call of Duty comes out next year, and it's fucking Ghost 2.
Oh god,
do you
no.
think this series will finally start to die?
Well,
it has been dying.
Yeah, it's been dying.
Didn't Advanced Warfare sell less than,
but what was if you go on your Advanced Facebook Warfare? Wall or you go anywhere on the internet right now, people are like, oh, I love Black Ops 3. It's so great. I love it. I'm having so much fun with it. You know, I feel like this game's gonna sell. Like, people love Treyarch.
It will.
They want to play zombies. And I think the zombie stuff they're doing with this game is awesome. Like, I feel like the zombie stuff they do with this game is awesome. And I feel like the campaigns in Call of Duty are top-notch or a lot of fun most of the time, even though they're really stupid Michael Bay things. But I feel like this game's going to sell a lot of copies.
Of course it'll sell a lot of copies, but it will sell less is the thing.
Less than the last one.
Call of Duty's been selling less and less. And eventually it's gonna stop being profitable because it has those you can't forget that it has like hundreds of millions of dollars in marketing behind Call of Duty. So even if it sells like 4 million copies, that doesn't necessarily recoup the cost of doing all that marketing and making the game. So eventually, even though it's selling a lot of copies, it's not gonna be making Activision money. And that's when Call of Duty goes bye-bye.
Yeah, that's another thing about Call of Duty is, like, they don't update the engine. Like, look at Battlefield. Battlefield 4 has a different engine, and now even Battlefront has a different engine. So, you know, they're saving that money. And this is a problem I have with a lot of games now. They're saving money, you know, to spend on their game to make their game better. and they spent it on marketing instead. Like, imagine if they spent half the money they spent on marketing to make a better Call of Duty game.
And Call of Duty's still running. Okay, do you know what engine Call of Duty runs on?
Quake 3, Quake 4 engine?
It's a extremely heavily modified Quake 3 engine. Quake 3!
Like a Frankenstein, I'm pretty sure.
What year did that game come out? What, like, mid-90s? Late 90s?
You might be right.
Late 90s. Late 90s? I think early 2000s.
Yeah. I can find that out. Just keep talking.
A long time ago. It doesn't fucking matter.
1999.
Yeah. Well, there's still, like, yeah, there's still code from the old Call of Duties in the newer ones. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, hacked together.
They're lazy.
Like, if you look at, Duke Nukem Forever, people actually deconstructed it and looked at the source code, and there's still, like, callbacks to, like, the original Duke Nukem and shit like that. And that's what Call of Duty is. It's literally got callbacks to, like, Call of Duty 1 shit, Call of Duty 2 shit, and they're just lazy. They just keep building upon the exact same engine. And while, yeah, they get, like, great performance out of it, I don't know if you guys know this, but Call of Duty games are the only games that have run the last couple generations at a consistent 60 frames on console.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is they try so hard to get that 60 frames per second. You know, look at Battlefront. That game looks fucking beautiful, but I don't think it's running at 60 frames per second.
Well, the thing with Call of Duty...
Well, I mean, it'll be running at 60 frames for me.
Shut up. Well, we're not talking about that. We don't care.
Well, the thing with Call of Duty, man, they don't really have to try to get the 60 frames per second because they already have it locked in because they've been using the same goddamn engine since the fucking first game.
And I understand, you know, it makes the game better because it's so twitchy and shit, but like spend some money on the game. It's getting real fucking old, I feel like. You know, if they spent just a little bit more money on COD that's not on marketing to make a better game, it might help. But I mean, after playing that Black Ops 3 beta, I'm done. I don't know about you guys, but I don't really want to hear about it. I don't want to play it. I'll rent it and play a single player. Maybe try some zombies with a friend. But even the zombie mode pisses me off a little bit. Like,
yeah. To kind of go off that though, Activision. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Activision has been talking about putting characters from Call of Duty and Destiny into a Blizzard's Heroes of the Storm game. Hmm. Yeah.
Hi.
Captain Price as a hero in Hero of the Storm.
Yeah. So they can get more money. So they can try to get people that play COD and Destiny to go over to Blizzard's games too. Because, you know, they make money from WoW, they make money from Diablo, they make money from StarCraft. Everyone forgets Blizzard and Activision are the same fucking company.
I feel like
company.
Dinklebot should totally be in Destiny. And I think with that, we've reached another end of another episode of the Press X to Win podcast. As you always know, if you go on the link to this podcast when you clicked, you know, right there to listen to this, you can see not only our email, but also our Twitter. So this week's question for the community to put on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/PressXToWinPodcast, is how do you feel about Call of Duty? Where do you think the future with Call of Duty lies? And what do you want to see in the future from Call of Duty? That'll be posted on there when this episode goes up, so you can go on there and you can comment on it and tell us exactly what you think. I don't know about you guys, but if I never heard about Call of Duty again, I might be a pretty happy guy.
Which you will, but you will. This is a machine that won't be stopped for quite a while. Still a lot of people playing it.
Yeah. It took me a long time to get out of it, but I'm finally out of it. Like, even my girlfriend said, this game sucks. And my girlfriend loves Call of Duty.
I've been telling you for years that Call of Duty sucks, but you know, you sucked me into frickin'.
Yeah, me too.
I like Advanced Warfare. Advanced Warfare was fun as fuck.
I remember when you saw the trailer for this, and I told you I saw it at E3, I was like, this story looks generic as fuck. It's like, dude, I'm excited. It has nanomachines, all this stuff, it has special abilities. Like, no, this game sucks. Black Ops 3.
I still want to play the story mode, don't get me wrong, but the multiplayer is what makes people buy this game, I feel, is the multiplayer and the time from playing. I still think the story for this game, while I still don't know exactly what it's about, like the idea that, you know, the augmentations that make people better and kind of turns them crazy or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Okay, Halo?
Yeah, that crazy shit, not Halo, fucking Deus Ex more than anything.
Deus Ex, not Deus Ex.
Whatever, shut up. I think if anything, that sounds pretty cool, but... Anything else you guys want to say?
Nah, man. Fuck Call of Duty.
2 weeks. Next week, we'll be back. I don't know why I said 2 weeks. Next week, we'll be back with basically the first big release of the fall. Madden and Until Dawn are coming out. I'm not buying Until Dawn, but...
And Gears Collection.
And the Gears Collection, which is you know, just an old game. Until Dawn actually sounds interesting. I just don't like horror games, so we'll see if that's any good. If that score is bad, I won't be surprised, though. Until next week, goodbye.
Farewell.
Later.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can be also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proving Gamer page. While you're on the Proving Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at pressx@provinggamer.com or send them a tweet to PressXToWinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they are doing.